Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now, it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com. All right, that's Leonard Skinner, that's Simple Man, and all things Simple Man. When you hear that, that means one thing on this program. That's all things Bill O'Reilly, all things O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. Mr. O'Reilly, sir, coming to you from beautiful, warm Palm Beach. I know you're jealous. How are you?
I'm annoyed. Not only am I annoyed that you're in Palm Beach, which is absolutely annoying,
yeah.
But I'm annoyed by that Biden UN speech. I'm annoyed by it, Hannity.
Tell me why.
All right. So he gets up there and he says two good things, that Putin is going to be destroyed if Putin uses nukes, which is true. All right. It's true. And if you hear anybody speculating about whether Putin will or won't, please turn it off right away. Nobody knows what's inside this madman's mind. But if he ever did, that would be the end of Russia. China would bail on them, and they'd have no one, and no one would ever do business with them again in any way, shape, or form. It's over. That was good. The second thing that Biden said, it was good, that he will not, the United States will not allow Iran to get a nuclear weapon. But all the rest was a bunch of hooey. So he gets up there, and this is the worst. You want the worst? I'll give you the worst.
I want the worst.
All right, here's the worst. I knew you would enjoy the worst, by the way. He's climate crisising now. It's not climate change anymore. It's a climate crisis. So the United States, apparently, I didn't even know this, and if you did, please tell me, we're going to kick another $262 billion to combat the climate crisis. I didn't even know that. But I don't think we have that money, but somehow he said that. So he goes through the climate crisis, Pakistan's underwater, you know, the regular drill. He does not mention that China, India, and Russia will not cooperate in any kind of climate change protocols.
Bill, I need to add, just for our audience sake, the Paris Accords, they classify China and India as developing nations. What that means is we are classified to pay all of the money, and yet they get to pollute far worse than we ever do, and they don't have to pay for any of this or make any changes to their economy and to help Mother Earth in any way. That gets under my skin.
Yeah. Absolutely correct. That analysis is 100% correct, and you could take it one step further by saying that the $262 billion that we somehow, the United States, are going to give to somebody, all right, is a total waste of money, because what China, India, and Russia will continue to do offsets that. So you're just basically throwing this money away. Biden doesn't even mention it at the United Nations. Well, China, India, and Russia are members. The second thing that really annoyed me, we're given another $200 billion, Hannity, for the food crisis. Where? That means $462 billion were announced by Biden at the UN. Who are we giving this to? Is, you think this is going to get to the people in the middle of Nigeria? Do you really?
Okay. Bill, we have $31 trillion in debt we're putting on our kids and grandkids.
Right.
Keep going.
So the food crisis is real, okay? People don't have enough to eat. But you can't send money to countries because they will steal it, i.e. Haiti. And even mentioned Haiti. Well, how many more billions of dollars are you going to send to Haiti when none of it, and I mean none of it, gets to the poor people there? And the final thing that really annoyed me was the greatest hits of the left. Reproductive rights, LGBTQ, just the list. Can you just give us a break one day out of the year from this? And then they use the cliche that drove me crazy. You want to know what that is?
What is it, Mr. O'Reilly? You're worked up.
Full stop. Never say full stop or at the end of the day.
By the way, I'm going to say our word of the day is full stop, just to piss off O'Reilly even further and see if he hangs up on us. Let me ask you some other questions. Do you feel better? I gave you a platform to unload.
I'm relieved. Right. I'm going to focus on the positive. My book comes out, new book, next Tuesday. Go ahead.
Yeah, by the way, when we know a non-cupcake interview on this show, I'm just warning you ahead of time. This is going to be a painful process. By the way, it's called Killing the Legends. If you want to get a first print edition now the, 16th in your Killing series. His latest one he's working on after this is Killing Hannity, which probably will happen at some point. All right, so I'm watching Letitia James today. You've heard the montage of how she campaigned. I played it in the last hour. I won't play it now. But she campaigned to take out one man and one family and one organization, and that's the Trump Organization. And today was the fulfillment, if you will, of that campaign promise. Now, All right, so here's the killer line to me, and I know something that everybody else in the media doesn't know, that there's a caveat in every application the Trump Organization makes, I have been told by sources, that says you need to do your own due diligence on the valuations. Just so you know, she said Mr. Trump and the Trump Organization used these false misleading statements repeatedly and persistently to induce banks to lend money to the Trump Organization on favorable terms. Now, Bill O'Reilly, I have a very simple question. You're a simple man. Do banks loan large sums of money, in his case, hundreds of millions of dollars, do they not have a financial and fiduciary responsibility to make sure the valuations that are presented to them are accurate? And don't they have a fiduciary and financial responsibility to determine whether or not the asset is at the value they claim it to be? And if it's not at that value, then they have to tell them, we disagree with your assessment. Do they not have that responsibility?
I guess they do, but I'm going to simple this down even further. All right?
You're going to out-simple me on my own show.
I'm going to out-simple you, Hannity, and that is a difficult thing to do.
You're a jackass, but I'm going to let it go, Mr. Simple Man. Go ahead.
If Letitia James's allegations are correct, Letitia James is practicing dereliction of duty, because she would have to, under New York state law, charge the Trump Organization with felonies in criminal court, because that's bank fraud. Letitia James did not do that. Okay? Now she says, I'm referring. Hey, that's BS. It's your job. If you have all of this evidence, all of these allegations you can prove, you have to charge him with a criminal offense, not a civil offense. Okay, that's number one, and everyone should understand that. That is the headline. Number two, Letitia James uses her office to go after Trump. As you rightly pointed out, this was the game plan. While thousands of New Yorkers are being brutalized in the streets, thousands, mostly poor, mostly black, does Letitia James do anything about that? No. Does she speak out against no bail law? No. Does she want Bragg, the Manhattan DA, fired? No. They're pals. So, while thousands of poor people are the victims of violent crime, this is what Letitia James is doing as Attorney General.
You know, Bill O'Reilly, you're a simple man, but I will tell you, I don't think she has a case, because she would have brought the criminal case. She's the AG of New York. She has every bit of authority to do so. So this is a civil case, and it's a big statement, and it fulfills a campaign promise. By the way, it kind of scares me, and I don't know Letitia James for anything, but I never have heard of any financial institution that doesn't do their own valuations, that doesn't do their own appraisals. They come up with a determination of whether or not the valuation, or let's say you're putting something up as collateral, justifies them loaning a large amount of money. Now, in his case, again, it's hundreds of millions of dollars. Do you know any bank that if they did their own valuation and they think you're $100 million higher than they are, would they ever lend anybody a penny? I don't think so, Bill, because they would be put in jail.
I think what Ms. James is going to do in the testimony is call in a hypnotist and put forth to the jury that Donald Trump hypnotized all of the bank CEOs into giving him the money. I think that's what she's kind of...
Quick break, right back. We'll continue more with Simple Man Bill O'Reilly, and then we have President Trump's attorney responding to Letitia James. President Trump exclusively from Mar-a-Lago tonight. We're in Palm Beach today. Anyway, listen, our friends at Henry Repeating Arms, amazing business, 25-year anniversary now. So proud of them. I love their products at Henry Repeating Arms. I mean, they have the best firearms available, 200 models to choose from, both range of broad range of firearms, rimfire, centerfire calibers. What I love is the variety of unique finishes, configurations, whether you're a hunter, a collector, an outdoorsman, you need it for home defense. Every Henry that I have, accurate right out of the box, incredible quality craftsmanship like you've never had or seen before. Now, also in honor of their anniversary, they're giving away $1 million through their Guns for Great Causes charitable arm. They offer Anthony, the owner's personal guarantee, 100% satisfaction guarantee. They're going to make you happy. Every single Henry is made in America or not made at all. You're going to love this company. I love them. Anyway, go to henryusa.com. One word, henryusa.com. You'll get a free catalog, free decals, and a list of dealers where you are. You're going to love your Henry as much as I love my Henrys. And then you're going to own Henrys, plural, like I will, like I do. Anyway, henryusa.com. Go there today. All right, more with Simple Man Bill O'Reilly. Don't forget his new Killing Series book out next week, Killing the Legends, Muhammad Ali, of course, John Lennon, and who's the other? Elvis Presley. I mean, it's interesting information. I just got a copy of it. I've been strumming through it. It's an interesting book. More with Bill O'Reilly as we continue, Bill. Do you see the cover of the New York Post today? In August, 5,838 New Yorkers left New York for the state of Florida. Literally switched their driver's licenses in August. 5,838, Bill O'Reilly. Now, that is the single biggest record number of this mass exodus out of New York. That speaks volumes to me, Bill.
Well, you had Zeldin on your TV show last night. And Zeldin asked to have dinner with me privately, which I did. And I always say this to my audience up front. Anybody asked to have dinner with me or a phone call or anything like that, I think it's my patriotic duty to do it. I don't care what party you're in. I do it. And I never talk about it. I'll tell you that I did it. Just in case, you know, I don't want people to think I'm sneaking around. But I never say...
So in other words, we're in the news business. You're a talk show host. You're an opinion person, but you also do straight news, too. I do straight reporting also at times.
Absolutely.
So
he called
and
he
asked, sources.
He called and he asked to have dinner, and so we had dinner. And in the dinner, it was clear to me, because I don't know Zeldin that well. I mean, I'm not a party guy, you know that. I'm not a Republican-Democrat guy. I don't do that. But it was clear to me that he is genuinely outraged by the level of violence that is in New York State now and the level of taxation that is absolutely strangling people, working people, that he takes it personally. And that's what I like to see in a politician. They have a personal stake in it. So Biden doesn't have a personal stake
in
anything.
Let me ask you this. Based on your dinner, and maybe thank you for watching the show and watching my show last night. Do you agree with my assessment? I do believe it's a hard race. New York for a Republican is very difficult. He's within the margin of error. I think he has an outside shot. If I had to give odds, I'd say 30%, but they're real 30%.
I think it might be a little higher than that. There's internal polling going on right now. Monday we should have and I don't know whether the parties are going to put it out or not. But there's internal polling. That means these aren't public polls like Marist and Siena and things like that. These are paid for by the campaigns. There's certainly a shift in independent sentiment in New York. So there are a lot of independents here in this state, and they usually vote Democrat. I don't think that's going to happen this time around. Long Island in particular, 3 million people on Long Island, all right, both counties are going to go for Zeldin pretty big. And so he's whittling it down. And the final thing is, and this is not only New York State, but across the country, I don't think you're going to see a big minority African-American turnout in this midterm election. I think black Americans are getting hurt worse than any other group because their incomes are lower, therefore inflation affects them more. I think they're going to stay home. They're not going to pull a lever for Herschel Walker in Georgia, but they're not going to go and vote for his progressive opponent either. If the minority vote is suppressed in November, which doesn't show up on any polling, by the way, then it'll be a rout for the GOP.
Bill O'Reilly, very good analysis. I like when you're pissed off. I think you do. You're a better guest when you're. Why don't you get pissed off every Wednesday before you come on the show?
Two things. I couldn't possibly be a better guest, and you know it. second thing. I'm getting older.
What grade do you give yourself?
I recently had a birthday, and when you get older, you get cranky. I mean,
who wrote you a happy birthday text?
You did. And I was stunned. And it's not like your texts usually come from your quote-unquote people. No, you wrote this yourself. There were some misspellings, I have to tell the audience, but that's okay. The sentiment was there.
Anyway, Bill O'Reilly, All Things Simple Man. Next week, Killing the Legends. That's Elvis, John Lennon, and who's the third one?
Muhammad Ali.
The greatest of all time, for sure. Anyway, Bill, we'll have you on. No cupcake interview, so you better brace yourself next week. I'm coming at your heart.
I'm ready.
Quick break, right back.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet, and Marvin fired his Byrna from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a Byrna was no problem for him, and he simplifies it by saying you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance, and Byrna is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of Byrna. Now, Byrna is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to Byrna, watch their videos, Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his Byrna from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a Byrna was no problem for him. And he simplifies it by saying you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance. And Byrna is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of Byrna. Now, Byrna is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to Byrna, watch their videos, Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, 25 now till the top of the hour. Toll free, our number is 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. We went over this in the first hour of the program today, and we're going to go back to it in a minute. We'll be joined by President Trump's attorney, Alina Hoppe, is going to be with us. And we start in the state of New York, where the Attorney General, Letitia James, this is a civil suit. It's not a criminal suit that she announced that they... family engaged in acts of fraud and misrepresentation and their annual financial statements, conditions, et cetera, covering the years 2011 through 2021. At one point, she says, Mr. Trump, the Trump Organization, used these false and misleading statements repeatedly and persistently to induce banks to lend money to the Trump Organization on favorable terms. The problem with this statement is, and I've been told by a source, and we'll see if Alina confirms this in a minute, I believe every financial statement of the Trump Organization, or most of them, came with a note, a memorandum, a caveat, if you will, that this needs to be corroborated independently by anybody that they're doing business with. Now, she says they repeatedly used misleading, false statement, false and misleading statements and persistently to induce banks to lend money to the Trump Organization on favorable terms. Now ask yourself, can you name one financial institution, maybe one bank, that would ever lend hundreds of millions of dollars based on what the borrower presented as collateral valuation? Because it doesn't happen that way. They have to go out and they have to do their own appraisals, their own assessment. They have a fiduciary responsibility to their organizations to do so, to take a borrower's word for a valuation of anything would be insane, because people probably would inflate them. And if in fact there is a discrepancy, then that has to get worked out before the two parties, before any money is going to be loaned out. That's another fact. Anyway, here's the bigger problem, though. Letitia James fulfilled a campaign promise today, one that she made many, many times, that one of her top priorities would be to go after one man, one organization, one corporation, and even laughing about it, said it repeatedly. Listen.
I will never be afraid to challenge this illegitimate president when our fundamental rights are at stake. I believe that the president of these United States can be indicted for criminal offenses.
Will you sue him for us?
Oh, we're
going to
definitely sue him. We're
going
to be a real pain. He's going to know my name personally.
That man in the White House who can't go a day without threatening our fundamental rights. Yes, we need to focus on Donald Trump and his abuses. We need to follow his money. We need to find out where he's laundered money. We need to find out whether or not he's engaged in conspiracy.
Anyway, Alina Haba is with us, President Trump's attorney. She put out a statement earlier today, and in that statement, she said, today's filing is neither focused on the facts nor the law. Rather, it is solely focused on advancing the attorney general's political agenda. It is abundantly clear that the attorney general's office has exceeded its statutory authority by prying into transactions where absolutely no wrongdoing had taken place. And we're confident that our judicial system will not stand for this unchecked abuse of authority. And we look forward to defending our client against each and every one of the attorney general's meritless claims. Although I would say, just like Washington, D.C. and the District of Columbia, I don't think you can get a fair trial if you're a conservative or a Republican and have the last name Trump in a state as liberal as New York. Anyway, Alina Haba is with us right now. How are you?
I'm good, Sean. How are you?
I agreed with your assessment. I want you to respond first to the comments that were made by Letitia James during the campaign to go after mm-hmm. one man, one family, one organization, mm-hmm. and today fulfilling that, at least to, I guess, her own satisfaction, that campaign promise.
Right. It's a violation of the former president's civil rights, and we have a claim in the Northern District of New York, which we have appealed, where we're basically walking through the numerous, and I mean numerous, pages upon pages, and you've played a little bit of it, but where this woman who had no knowledge, right? She was not the attorney general at the time. She had no knowledge of anything with Trump's dealings or the Trump organization's dealings, but she stated out of the gate that she was going to go after him and that he had committed fraud. Based on what? So then she tries to go for three hard years to fit the facts into her claim and find something to bring this action. I would bet you that this complaint has been drafted for a very long time. She has been using taxpayer money to basically advance her political career. And if you look at the polls, she's down right now. So 49 days before an election, she's got to come in heavy. That's what this is.
It's 48, but who's counting? She makes this big splash today. Now, she's the attorney general, and I noticed that she referred the case to the DOJ, referred the case to the IRS. Now, as the attorney general of the state of New York, if she had found any type of criminal activity, doesn't she have the power and authority to charge herself?
So does she have the authority to charge what?
In other words,
Trump?
This is a civil case. This is not a criminal case.
Correct.
So she's making these broad sweeping allegations of crimes, but yet she chose the civil route. Why?
Because that's the only thing in her purview. You know, we have a DA in New York. He has done his own investigation. Again, you remember Bragg came in. It went to nothing happened with that. We have that system. She is the attorney general. She is the highest legal authority in New York in terms of an attorney with civil powers. And that's all this is. She's claiming there are money damages and is trying to disgorge the Trump Organization for profits they made, rightfully so, on the sale of OPO in Washington. So this woman is basically standing, and I'm sure your listeners have heard her. I mean, it was painful to listen to, but she went through and was saying, we are going to bar him from this. We are barring him from that. And a very intelligent journalist said, but you actually don't have the power to do that. A judge has to do that. Isn't that correct? You know, Ms. James often speaks out of turn, and it's a problem. She's really just a civil, this is a money
damage. Well, this is important. You're saying that as part of this civil suit, she will make the determination to bar, for example, the family from doing businesses. She putting burdensome, onerous restrictions on one family, but without any criminal conduct behind it.
Right.
I'm just having a hard time. Was anybody harmed in this? In other words, were any loans not repaid? Was there any debt not repaid?
Absolutely not. That is the most important thing here, Sean. Every bank that did their own due diligence, and these are sophisticated banks, these are the Deutsche Banks of the world, they made money. When you take a loan out with a bank, they do their own due diligence, like you said in your opening. Have you ever gone and said, my house is worth $2 million, so I want a loan for that amount, and the bank just hands you the money? It doesn't happen. They have their own systems, and these are sophisticated banks. The Trump Organization wasn't going to a mom and pop down the street to try and evade taxes and real estate fraud. That wasn't what happened. They went to sophisticated banks who made money. They didn't lose money. There was never a default notice. They have never, ever missed a payment. In fact, the Trump Organization would instruct that if there was a holiday, that they get paid the Friday prior. They are airtight on every loan, and they don't have many loans, frankly.
So this is just one example. And what I'm worried about as a citizen, forget about my politics here for a second, as an American citizen, and I am a conservative, and I'm a proud conservative, what I'm worried about is a two-tier justice system. And it's really, really, it's so obvious now that it exists. It's never been this obvious. And I'm worried that our Constitution is being shredded. I'm worried that we've criminalized political differences. I'm worried that we don't have equal justice or application of our laws. Let me give you one quick example. The whole impeachment, the first impeachment over the Ukraine phone call, was about a hearsay whistleblower, not even a real whistleblower, coming forward, talking about a phone call where the president is telling President Zelensky, listen, you're getting this money. I hope you're not corrupt like these other guys, which I think is appropriate to look out for the money of the American taxpayer. Then you got the media mob and the entire Democratic establishment ignoring the real quid pro quo. Listen to Joe Biden bragging about withholding $1 billion taxpayer dollars and why he withheld it.
I said, we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said, I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a got fired.
Well, son of a B, they fired the prosecutor. And as you know, Alina, that prosecutor was investigating his son, Hunter, who admitted on Good Morning America he was being paid millions and he had no experience in oil, gas, energy, or Ukraine. Now, is that a quid pro quo?
That's where we're at, Sean. This is the country we're living in right now. And they don't even care about hiding it anymore. I mean, that is just a blatant disregard for trying to even mask what they're doing.
Okay. All right, quick break. We'll come back more with Alina Habba on the other side as we continue our discussion about, well, unequal justice under the law. President Trump on Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern on the Fox News Channel. We'll get to your calls next hour. All right, did you know that your home address is part of the public record? Did you know that cyber thieves can use that one data point as their starting point to attempt various types of identity theft crimes against you? For example, if they know where you live, they can also, if they're bad actors, that would have the ability to redirect your mail without your authorization and send you official-looking scam letters with the hopes that you'll reply with personal information. This is what I mean when I say every day all of us are putting our personal information at risk on the Internet. LifeLock.com by Norton sees all these threats we will not see on our own. They detect your information's compromised, you get an alert. If you're a victim of identity theft, you get a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist that will work to fix it for you. Anyway, it's a low annual rate, and right now you can save an additional 25% off your first year using the promo code Hannity when you call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Just mention my name, or when you go to lifelock.com and use the promo code Hannity. Protect your name, your reputation, your finances, your credit score. 1-800-LIFELOCK, lifelock.com. Mention my name, Hannity, 25% off your first year. All right, more with Alina Habba, President Trump's attorney. This is the infamous press conference. Now, remember, we know, and James Comey even admits this, 33,000 emails were destroyed. We know that that's a fact, okay?
Right.
And so, and devices were destroyed. He even references that in the same speech. But he acknowledges all of the classified, top secret information found on Hillary's server, which is against the law. And by the way, she does not have any ability to declassify Secretary of State at the time. Listen to what Comey says that day about how no prosecutor would prosecute and how Hillary Clinton had multiple examples of the law being violated, and compare it to what happened with the raid at Mar-a-Lago when we get on the other side of this.
From the group of 30,000 emails returned to the State Department in 2014, 110 emails in 52 email chains have been determined by the owning agency to contain classified information at the time they were sent or received. 8 of those chains contained information that was top secret. 36 of those chains contained secret information at the time, and 8 contained confidential information at the time. Although we did not find clear evidence that Secretary Clinton or her colleagues intended to violate laws governing the handling of classified information, there is evidence that they were extremely careless in their handling of very sensitive, highly classified information. Although there is evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case.
They never got the 33,000 other emails. They were deleted with bleach bit and devices destroyed with hammers. Why wasn't her home raided?
Because she's a Democrat. Because she's a Democrat. That's why. Because she's a Democrat. Trump is not. And because Comey, there's just a dual system. If you're a Republican, you should be afraid. I have people, Sean, coming up to me and telling me that they're changing how they're registered to vote because they're petrified of being a registered Republican. That is not okay. And this is exactly why. We have Hillary Clinton, who, with assistance from attorneys, by the way, got rid of evidence but nothing happened. You've got Hunter Biden with a crack pipe and hookers. Nothing happened.
Oh, by the way, and he implicates his father numerous times as being involved in those business dealings while being vice president.
Exactly. Exactly. And nothing. This is a sitting president. Where's the investigation? Donald Trump was impeached twice. It's for things that were fake, by the way, completely fabricated.
And we're going to cover all of this tonight on Hannity, but I got to run. I'm out of time. All right. Alina Haba, President Trump's attorney, thank you so much for being with us. Donald Trump will be with us. I'll be at Mar-a-Lago tonight, and we'll be interviewing the former president. We'll talk about all of this and much more. 9 Eastern, set your DVR. You don't want to miss this interview on the Fox News Channel. Alina, thank you as always.
Thank you, Sean.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now, it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com.